Morning, Scott.
Well, a little chilly out there.
It is.
And we have a late start for O'Neill Public Schools.
Yes, doors will open at 9:40 this morning, so, and classes will begin at 10 o'clock. So
let everybody kind of get out and get the driveway scooped or whatever. Or take
exactly.
a little extra time
and
to get
so where, dark yeah. right now in the mornings. And yeah.
And it's icy, so be careful, everybody.
It is. Please do drive carefully on your way to school. On your way to school, on your way to work, wherever it is you're heading, take it easy today.
That's right. What do we have going on in O'Neill Public Schools?
Well, Scott, we've got some exciting news concerning state music auditions. Christopher Jennings was chosen to be a part of the All-State Orchestra, and Jimmy Lotzenheiser was chosen to be part of the All-State Chorus. This is the first time in memory, at least my memory, not saying it's perfect, but I can't think of the last time we've had students earn these honors. Typically, these kids would travel to Lincoln to practice and perform at the Lead Center, but due to COVID, they will each record a song that will then be mixed with the rest of the members to create a virtual orchestra and chorus. So I guess we'll probably all get to enjoy it, which maybe we wouldn't if it was at the Lead, but it's a shame that they miss out on that experience down there in Lincoln. We are so proud of both of these young men and their musical abilities. Also proud, as you mentioned, of our boys' cross-country team and Ashley Dickaw, who competed at the state cross-country championships in Kearney last Friday. Ashley placed 69th overall, which was great for a first-time competitor. Mm-hmm. And our boys' team placed 13th overall. Ty Rainforth was 51st, Colin Cartella 60th, Kyler Dean 116th, and Dylan Parks 117th, while Brady Thompson once again led our Eagles, bringing home the 10th place Class C medal. It's a pretty young team, so they should be back and making some noise again next year,
Good
Scott.
Good experience.
Absolutely. Our football team finished their season with a 54-7 loss last Friday night. The season may not have gone the way they'd hoped, but you know, no matter what happens, what the final outcome is, I know they're always out there giving it their all.
Right.
So always proud of those kids. They represented us with pride. Our volleyball team had a rough go with close games in the Mid-State Conference tournament last week. They were defeated in the first round by Battle Creek, a team they had defeated in straight sets a week ago. This time it was 3-2. They then lost another tough 3-2 game against Crofton the following day, a team they had defeated in straight sets back in September. That put them in the position of hosting a Thursday night triangular against Boone Central and Pierce, where they got two W's. They'll be competing in the C-10 sub-district tonight at Broken Bow, where they'll take on Ord at 6:15. Tuesday night's game against the winner of the Valentine and Ainsworth game and Broken Bow will be at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So we hope to be playing again tomorrow at 7. There is a restriction. You mentioned, Scott, some of the sub-districts are limiting the number of fans per athlete. And at Broken Bow, that number is 5. So you need to be on a list. So don't make the long trip to Broken Bow unless you're sure you're on the list.
So you need to contact the...
Check with the athlete, check with students. I'm sure they'll be letting you know if they've put you down on their list, but they are limiting attendance at these sub-district games in Broken Bow.
And we'll have it on KBRX. So.
Right. So yes, with this weather and these roads, it might not be all bad to sit in your recliner and enjoy KBRX and cheer those girls on to victory. Scott, we were blessed to connect with Nebraska volleyball head coach John Cook, assistant coach Jalen Reyes, former setter and now volunteer assistant coach Kelly Hunter, and Lindsay Peterson, director of volleyball operations, via Zoom on Wednesday morning to kick off our staff development day. John and the other Huskers spent about 30 minutes with us, sharing words of encouragement and thanking our staff for all they're doing for students. Coach Cook reminded us all to do the following to relieve stress. So get your pencils out and write this down straight from John Cook's mouth. He says, get moving. Exercise is good for you. Get outside for some fresh air. Do at least one thing for yourself each day. Spend time with friends and loved ones. He also reminded us to work on three important bones: your backbone, to stand up for things you believe in, your wishbone, to remind you to dream big, and your funny bone, because it's okay to have fun, and it actually creates passion for what you're doing. So really nice message from them. I want to thank Mr. Fisher for lining that up. Our staff was excited to see them, even though it was virtual. This is Red Ribbon Week. I think you mentioned that at one other school, our elementary school, is celebrating that. They'll be reminding students of the importance of making good decisions concerning their health, most especially saying no to drugs. They'll celebrate with dress-up days each day. Today is Are You Ready for Red Ribbon Week Day? Everyone wear red. Tuesday is Give Drugs the Boot Day. Everyone's going to be wearing boots on Tuesday. Wednesday is Put a Cap on Drugs Day, where everyone will be wearing caps or hats. Thursday is Healthy Choice Role Model Day. Everyone will be dressing like their real-life role model. And Friday is Say Boo to Drugs Day. Everyone will be wearing their Halloween costumes that day, Scott. Awesome. So the elementary is also planning to have their Halloween parade, their annual parade. That'll be done virtually this year. No guests allowed, but they will. I'm not sure if they're live streaming or whether they're just going to post the video on Facebook. But yeah, parents will be able to see the Halloween parade virtually.
Get those costumes ready.
You betcha.
All right. Anything else, Amy?
I don't think so. I think that's it this morning, Scott. All right.
And like we said, throughout the winter season, be listening for any updates, and also you text those out and everything as well.
So. Yes, absolutely. And we appreciate you getting that message out. I'm sure the kids were heartbroken to have a couple hours of extra sleep today. So.
All right, Amy, have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools. I'll be back with funerals right after this.